Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Shin Yud Daled, mitzvah 314. This is the second of five mitzvahs related to Yom HaKippurim here in Parshas Emor. Of course, remember that in Parshas Achrimos, we already discussed the mitzvah of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That was the first mitzvah in Parshas Achrimos, actually the second. The first one was the Isser of a Kohen going into the Mikdash whenever he wants. That's learned out from the Pasuk in the context of Yom Kippur. And then the next mitzvah there, Kuf Behei, was the mitzvah of Avodas Yom Kippurim. But here we get to the other mitzvahs related. So we already spoke about the mitzvah of fasting on Yom Kippur, the mitzvah of Inui, and what that includes. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of the Karban Musaf of Yom Kippur. We'll get more back to the Inui in a couple of days from now, because the next mitzvah we have is the Isser Malach on Yom Kippur, then the Isser of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur, and then the mitzvah of Shvisa, the mitzvah, Saseh, of resting. So remember, Yom Kippur has five mitzvahs here in Emor, two related to Malacha, and two related to eating and drinking, and then today, which is the Karban Musaf. Says the Torah, right here, Ach ba'asar l'chodesh ha'shvi hazeh, Yom HaKippurim hu, Mikra kodesh yalachem, Be'inisem es nafsho zeichem, V'hikraftem ishe l'ashem. And you should be makriv an ishe, a burnt offering to Hashem. So here it does not explain what that is. That we have to look elsewhere for. But those three words are today's mitzvahs asei d'oraisa, of bringing the Karban Musaf on Yom Kippur. Says the Chinuch, Mitzvah lahakriv karban musaf be'asar lachodesh hashvi. It's mitzvah to bring the karban musaf on the 10th day of Tishrei. Shnei Amar, ach be'asar lachodesh v'chulu. V'igrafta mishel Hashem. That's all it says. U'beseder Pinchas pireish hakarban k'mot shekasav sham. In Pinchas we go into the details. V'igrafta ola Hashem reich nichoch parben bakar echad ayel echad kvasa b'nei shana shiva, seven sheep, one cow, one ayel. V'zeh kasav shem Pinchas hevi haramim zechorna levracha b'binyano. The Rambam's count quotes the pasuk from Pinchas, but the Chinuch says, Lamaisa, I'm not arguing with him. This isn't a Lamaisa argument, therefore I could differ. Vanika safti akodim batorah, vakol olo le'inyin echad. Right? I quote the earlier one, but it really does not make that much of a difference. Bisharchi mitzvah sacharban amusuf, v'ksaz dinav, the shorish of the Karban Musaf, I've already written, relating to the Karban Musaf of Pesach, the Karban Musaf of Rosh Hashanah, which has already been counted. V'kesher echad l'kulam l'fi adom, and they're all there to show that this is a special day, so that it will impact us, we will realize that we have a special avoda to do today. The Rambam, in terms of knowing about the Musaf of the Karban and the avoda, we mentioned this already in Achrimos, but it's always good to review. Looking in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Rambam has five prakim related to Avodas Yom HaKippurim, so organized. This is the classic Rambam. Obviously, he's always organized, but here we really see his gadlus as he takes all of Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, the Gemaras, the Midrashim, everything, all Chazals, and organizes it into a compact start to finish, the Avoda of Yom Kippur. Says the Rambam, Biyom Hatsom, Makrivin Tamid B'Shachar, U'Tamid Shol Ben Arbayim, Kiseder Kol Yom V'Yom. This is Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Right, the one mitzvah that's discussed in Avodas Yom Kippurim is to the Avoda, part of which is the Karban Tamid. That's a separate part of the mitzvah. Says the Rambam, on this Yom HaTzom, it's a mitzvah to bring the Tamids. That doesn't change. First and last. Umakriven, second line. Musaf Hayom. You bring the Musaf. What's the Musaf of Yom Kippur? Par va'ayo v'shiva kvasim. A cow, a ram, and seven sheep. Kulan olos, they're all olos, as all Karbanos Musaf are. V'sir chatas nase b'chutz. And once the Yerchatas, which is done outside, v'hunech ala erev, and it is eaten, as long as it is not Shabbos. V'yod makrivin yasser ala musaf zeh, and besides musaf, besides the Karban Musaf and Yom Kippur, part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim was par ben bakar l'chatas, to bring one par, which is burned, and an ayel la'ola, v'shnei mishal kohen gadol. The kohen gadol brings a par and an ayel. V'ayel abba mishal tzibur, ha'amar pashat achremos, hu ayel ha'amar b'chumash ha'pekudim, b'chlal ha'musaf, hu ha'nikra el ha'am. There's no extra ayel brought by the am. There's only one special one brought by the kohen gadol. V'on mivian mishal tzibur, and then also brought from the tzibur, says the Rambam, are two goats. Echad karav chatas, that's the yisir l'ashem, v'hu nisraf, v'hasheni sira mishtalayach, that's the one that's sent out. Nimsu, do the math, says the Rambam. Kol ha-behemos ha-kriven b'yom zeh, chamisha asar. How many behemos are brought today? 15 animals. the two tmidin, the par, and the shnei elam, the shevek kvasim, kulan olos, the two seirim chatas, one nasa b'chutz and is eaten, and the other one is burned bifnim, and the par kohen gadol, which is also burned. And then the Rambam says, avodas kol chamisha asar behemus, elu, the avoda of all these behemus, hakreven b'yom zeh, eino ela b'kohen gadol b'van. The chinuch doesn't say it here. Who is this mitzvah of kohen musav on? But the Rambam says it. The mitzvah is on the kohen gadol. The kohen gadol takes over all the avodos on Yom Kippur. Echad ha-kohen ha-mashuach b'shem ha-mishcha, echad ha-merubah b'gadim. Doesn't matter if it's earlier in history or later in history, it's all the kohen gadol. V'im ha'isa Shabbos, o af musaf Shabbos in makor v'asur al kohen gadol. And if it was Shabbos, if it's Yom Kippur Shabbos as it was last year, so then the kohen gadol also has to bring the current musaf of Shabbos. V'chein shavod shel yom zeh, go'en haktaras ketoresh shel kol yom v'atavas ha-neiros. Hakol b'kohen gadol nasui is all with a married kohen gadol. Shneamar v'chiper ba'ado uva'ad beiso ze ishto. That is the Rambam. And then he goes through all the Mishnayos at the beginning of Maseches Yuma. For 7 days we separate him and he practices seeing which animals are which. So he acts quickly with Zrizus. And for 7 days we don't let him overeat, but we let him have regular food and drink. But Erev Yom Kippur, we only make him eat certain foods that won't cause problems. And then the Rambam says, interestingly, this is background to what it says in the Mishnah. B'yamei Bayesheni. I'm reading from the Frankel Rambam because it's different in the older Rambams. B'yamei Bayesheni. Tzatz ha-minus b'Yisrael. In the days of Bayesheni, minus started, heresy started cropping up during the second Beis HaMikdash. V'yatzuat stukim mehera yovedu. Sheinim ha-minim b'tar shu'al peh. The Rambam feels the need, amazingly. You would think that the Rambam won't add an extra word to the Mishnah Torah, but here he does. In Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, the Rambam adds in what we would call Yemach Shemam. Says the Rambam, V'yatzu at stukim mehera yovedu, she'enon ma'aminim b'torah shu'al peh, that stukim, may they be destroyed quickly, that don't believe in Torah shu'al peh, v'ayu omrim, she'ktar shu'al yom ha-kippurim, menichon osa al-eish behechal chutz la-paroches. They, the stukim, hold that the Torah of Yom Kippur is first creating smoke outside the Kodesh Kadashim and then bringing that smoke inside. Hatam, ki be'anon, that's what they say. But Chazal tell us not. The Torah is only brought inside, in front of the Aron. And because during Bayesheni, they were choshesh that maybe the Kohen Gadol, Shem HaKohen Gadol, Zen no tell us that minus. They make him swear, as described in the Mishnayos. They have to cover themselves. They have to make sure that everything's okay. And then, they were each went away crying. But that's what happens. And the Rambam continues to describe the entire avoda from start to finish, including the hagralas, including all the changing of the clothing, and all the mikvahs, 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayims, 5 tefillas. That is all described right here in Hilchas Avodas Yom HaKippurim. That is number one. Again, part musaf, the current musaf. Today's mitzvah is part of that greater avoda. Number two, getting back to some of the issues the Menachas Chinuch brought up last time that we didn't get to finish, that also connects to Yom Kippur. We know of the Isser of Ne'ilas HaSandal. One of the 5 inuyim that come up on Yom Kippur is wearing leather shoes. Says the Menachas Chinuch in Os Yudalid in the previous mitzvah, a fascinating ha'ara. V'nir lefiyenias daiti. Im Noel min al ha'aser b'yom ha'kippurim k'gon shel or. If someone wears a leather shoe on Yom Kippur, so obviously they're violating that inui. And as we discussed last time, the machlokas rishonim, whether the other inuyim besides eating and drinking are also daraisa with no kares or they're only drabanan. But says the Rambam, says the Minchas Chinuch, chutz, if somebody wears a leather shoe on Yom Kippur, chutz masha over iser dineilas asandal im yatzabar b'rishas arabim chayev chatos. Says the Rambam, if you wear the leather shoe in a place without an eruv on Yom Kippur, you'd be chayev chatos for walking outside carrying something. Why? Delav malbushu. You can't say this is a malbush if it's usur to wear halachically. Ela masui. Lefis varas rashi be erven tzadikei. Anything that is halachically forbidden to wear, so that can't be called a malbush. That's not batel to you. And therefore, maybe you say the same thing about shatnez, but says the Rambam, because, says the Minchas Chinuch, because the leather shoes are asur, says the Minchas Chinuch. Again, this is an os yudalid in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel, that it would be a masui. And then he even adds a couple of lines later, Ela afilu l'madar medu rabbanan. Even according to the opinions that say that the other inuim are only drabanan, you still might say lemaisa, you're not allowed to wear this. And if lemaisa, you're not allowed to wear this, it's not called a malbush, it's a masui. It can also lasis b'min. And so you might be violating Yom Kippur drabanan only if you hold that this part of the inuim is drabanan, but you might be violating hotzaa b'shabis, hotzaa b'yom kippur daraisa. Also lasis b'min al kazeb yom kippurim v'chayavan alav kal masu gamur. Because as we know, the isurei of hotzaa applied to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Al kein yish lahazir ma'od lahamon. Guess it was a common occurrence in the Minchas Chinuch's time. You have to let everybody know, warn them. Shechutz she'ovrim be'isur nigilas sandal. Besides the isur of wearing leather shoes, od holchim b'makomos she'asur lahotzi v'isur gamar is another isur. The isur hotzah, and therefore one has to announce this. Lo heveti b'kar b'china, though the Minchas Chinuch agrees and admits that I haven't tested out this chiddush yet, but this is what I assume. A chiddush in ni'ilas hasandal. Number two. Next. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Tesvav brings up something that the Chinuch here does not quote, but we'll discuss it because this is a mitzvah. It's not counted as one of the separate mitzvahs Asei Daraisa, but there is a mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. As we know, this is the only weekday of the year that there is a mitzvah Daraisa to eat. Again, not one of the 613, but as a function of Yom Kippur itself. That is what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Os Tesvav. This is based on a Gemara. Gemara in a few places, the Gemara in Maseches Yuma on Daf Pei Aleph. The Gemara says, based on the Pasuk in our Parsha, where it says you should fast on the 9th, you don't fast on the 9th, you fast on the 10th. So the Gemara says, Kala ochel b'shose b'tishii ma'ale elav akasav ki'ilu his'ana tishii v'asiri. Whoever eats and drinks on the 9th is as if they fasted on the 9th and 10th. So there's a mitzvah to eat. Mitzvah to eat. There's a huge discussion in the Achronim. What is the background and the hashkafa and the reason behind this mitzvah? And the Minchas Chinuch right here discusses three different nafgaminas, at least two, maybe three, we'll see, different nafgaminas to the approaches. What is the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What are the two approaches? So, the obvious, the more pashut way of understanding the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur is that it's hachana. It's preparing for the day. After all, Hashem knows that we're going to fast. The Beis Shachachma points out that this is the only day of the year that Hashem told us to fast. And even though He told us to fast, there's a mitzvah that He tells us to prepare for it to beforehand, because He knows we're going to eat anyway. So Michas the Hashem, He makes it into a mitzvah. Says Rashi in Maseches Yuma, there on Daf Pei Aleph. Rashi says, Hachi mashmakra v'inisem b'tisha, klomar hatkein atzmacha b'tisha shetucha lehisanos basara. You have to eat today, so you'll be able to fast better tomorrow. And the Russian Yuma, Hachinu atzmechem b'tisha lachodesh lehitchazek ba'achilu b'shesia kedei shetuklu lehizanus l'machar. You have to prepare yourself, and therefore eat today. This relates to what we discussed last time as well, Rav Sternbach's beautiful idea that the point of fasting on Yom Kippur is not just to be in pain in order to lead me to tshuva, but it's to be like Malachim. And if it's to be like Malachim, Hashem would rather have it that we don't feel terrible. And even though we're not eating, usually when we don't eat, we feel terrible. That's why Hashem gives us the mitzvah, so we can do our best not to feel terrible, and therefore we can be like Malachim without getting the negative side effects. That is number one. That's the first idea, the more pashut idea in the mitzvah of eating on Yom Kippur. The other idea, though, is suggested by the Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shar Dalet Os Tes, where he says that every yontif has a su'udah. Even Rosh Hashanah, as we discussed, has a su'udah yontif. There's a Suda Sukkot and a Suda Pesach and a Suda Rosh Hashanah. Where's the Suda for Yom Kippur? There's a problem. There's an idea of Kavod Yantif. There's an idea of Simchas Yantif. As we discussed last time, the Yom Kippur does break Avelus. But where's the Suda? Usually Suda is what reflects Simcha. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, well, you can't do it on Yom Kippur because there's a mitzvah and a chiyuv to fast. So you do it on Erev Yom Kippur. That's the Suda of Yom Kippur. Ki b'shar yamim tovim anachnu kovim su'udah l'simchas ha-mitzvah. Ki yigdal v'yiskem o'ud schar ha-simcha la-mitzvahs. But, umei b'nei sha'atzom b'yom ha-kippurim, neschayam ne'lukvoa ha-su'udah al-simchas ha-mitzvah be'erev yom ha-kippurim. Again, a huge chiddush. You might say, Erev Yom Kippur is not Yom Kippur yet. You obviously see from there that there's a chalo shem Yom Kippur before Yom Kippur. You can't sit in the sukkah, Erev sukkahs, and get credit for it. Here you're getting credit for Suda's Yom Kippur, even though it was on Erev Yom Kippur. But either way, that is the second idea behind the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur, either it's because of Hachana or it's because of Seudas Yantif. So, because we're here in the Menachas Chinuch, we'll do his Nafkaminas first. Number one, says the Menachas Chinuch, in Dibur Maskel Vezeh, in Os Tesvav, Vezeh Kamashanim, Asher Ra'isi B'Sefer Echad U'Shmo Peli. I saw in a Sefer, I don't remember the Sefer. And the footnotes, it talks about it, that it's really the suffix of Rabbi Kiva Hager. Says the Menachas Chinuch, women, whether women are obligated in the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So, says the Menachas Chinuch, Inei Medavi Mitzvah Zaseh Zman Grama, maybe Pashas is Zman Grama. It's a Mitzvah Zaseh, there's no limud specifically, no new drushes chazal in the Gemara that tells us that they would be obligated, they'd be Pater. O Dilma, or do I say no? Because the source of this is a Lashon of Inui in the Torah, and they are obligated to fast, right, they have to do the Los Zaseh, so therefore they're also obligated in this one as well. So that is the suffix of the Menachas Chinuch, but it could be related to our issue. If it's an issue of hachana for the fast, then they're obligated because they have to fast. Mashenkid, if it's an issue of Simchas Yantif, and there's no specific makar for women to be included, so that's why they would not be included possibly. That's the suffix of Reb Kiva Hager and the suffix of the Menachas Chinuch. Number one. Number two, look in the next paragraph. Vada, dezeh pashut, de be'erev yom kippurim, de mitzvah lechol, ein chiyuv dafka pas. There's no mitzvah to have to eat bread. Kamo b'Shabbos v'yantif. There's no mitzvah that you have to eat bread. D'lo matzino zeh b'shum makom, rak mitzvah lechol. No, it's a mitzvah to eat. V'yotzi b'chol davar. V'chinem agen Avram, gabi purim, v'kanami v'vada keinu v'zeh ner pashut. So he quotes many, and he says a few times to emphasize that it is obvious. This is the Menachas Chinuch Shita, that you do not need bread. The Sechemed says, well, it depends on the reasons. Interestingly, he says the reasons are if it's a din of hachana, then you should need bread because bread is what satiates you. And that's really preparing. But if it's not, then eat whatever you want. You could say just the opposite. You could say if it's a din of hachana, eat whatever you want because you just have to prepare yourself. If it's a din of su'uda, then every su'uda yantif requires bread. So you should require bread. But either way, that issue brought up by the Menachas Chinuch is also a second idea, which might be a nafkamina. There are other nafkaminas as well. Let's say somebody, Rachmana Lislan, is sick, and they know they're cholish yesh bo sakana, and therefore they are not going to fast on Yom Kippur. They're not going to fast. So do they have a mitzvah to eat? So say the Achronim, well, this is exactly our nafkamina as well. If you say the issue of Achana, well, they don't have to prepare. Because after all, what are they preparing for? They're going to eat. Masha'en kein, if you hold of the shita of Simchas Yantif, then they have to. It has nothing to do with whether they're going to fast tomorrow or not. The Ksav Sofer in a tshuva, in Simen Kuf Yud Bei, says, no, I don't think so. Even, and it's quoted, it's expanded upon by the Stechemed, that all these sources are in the Ma'arechas of Yom HaKippurim, of the Stechemed. They say, mention that, no, maybe even if it's an issue of Hachana, they should have to eat. Because right now we say, oh, a person's sick, and therefore they are going to have to eat. But Yeshua Hashem Ke'arafayin. Maybe the guy's going to have a Yeshua in an hour from now, and boom, he's going to be able to fast. So just because, oh, I'm going to skip this mitzvah because it's Hachana. No, you're right in Lamdis, but Lamaisa, the person might have a Yeshua. Yeshua Hashem Ke'arafayin, and therefore he better fast just in case. There are others, just to mention one more before we get to the final issue, and that is, what about the night before? Leil Erev Yom HaKippurim. There's a machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, whether there's a mitzvah to eat the night before. The Magen Avraham says, yes, it's a death to eat, not only Erev Yom Kippur, but Leil Erev Yom Kippur. Mashenki, the Vilna Gaon, says, no, there's no issue, just the day of. So again, the Achronim, later Achronim say, this is also totally on our issue. According to the Gra, it's an issue of Hachana. Issue of Hachana, then you got to do it, what, the night before is going to make you not hungry the following day? Mashenki, according to the Magen Avraham, maybe it's a din in the Su'uda. If it's din in the Su'uda, so then, even the night before, as we have by other Su'udos Yantif. Okay, so this is all related to the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. You know what? Let's just mention one other idea in this, and that is, there's a third approach, given by two of the Achronim, they come to it from two different points, and they don't quote each other, though they were contemporaries. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and Rabbi Soloveitchik both say the same idea relating to the mitzvah of achila. And that is, in a word, to create a contrast. In order for there to be a true kiyum of tainus, of inui, I need to eat beforehand and then stop and shoves and break my eating. And in that way, that will create what's called a shvisa nikeres for the mitzvah. So they're really one kiyum. Says Rabbi Yaakov in Vayikra, Perachav Gimel, right here. The nearest Tamun Khan Hageder, the Tainus Yamakipurim, Tainushik Pida Torah, She Inush Yamasiri Tzorch Lahaskom Yamachi, Klomar, Shazorach Lecho Biamchi, Kodim Sofayom, Ula Hatsik, Meachilosom, Mibel Yom, La Haskala Inui, Tame Imeza Tamshu, Lohaya Ochel, Shira Yom, Lo Nikara Inui. It has to be Nikar. Rav Soloveitchik says the same thing, comparing it similarly to the Rambam by Muksa. In Perach Avdal, Avil Chasham, as Rambam quotes, three different reasons for Muksa. One of them is that if somebody is just a Yoshvei Kronos, he sits on the corners all day, and imagine a time period pre-electricity, if somebody was out of a job, if somebody was unemployed, so what did he do on Shabbos? He didn't do any malacha. He just sat around and did nothing. Same thing in Shabbos. He wouldn't be violating anything. What, Dafka, maybe he won't pick anything out of the ground. Maybe he won't grind. He won't this. So says the Rambam, that's why they instituted Muksa. But one of the reasons, so that there is a Shvisa Nikeres. Even if somebody is not working, there's still items that he's not allowed to touch or move, and in that way, the day will be recognizably different than the other days. Says the Rav, comparing that as in Hari Kedem and Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed Ches, so too here by Yom Kippur. You have to eat on Erev Yom Kippur so that it's clear that you were shoveis from eating on Yom Kippur. So they're both a kiyum in Yom Kippur itself. Okay, so we discussed the Niyot HaSandal Chiddush, we discussed eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and we discussed the Avodas Yom Kippurim of the Rambam, all again as part of the Karban Musuf of Yom Kippur. What we still have to discuss, by the Shem, we'll get to next time, is the mitzvah of Tosefas Yom Kippurim. We're going to have to talk about that, related to malacha, related to eating, and the Menachas Chinuch also discusses a katan shenizgadel on Yom Kippur, or the day before Yom Kippur, the day after Yom Kippur. Again, amazing ha'aris. And then we'll also discuss, what does it mean, what's the emphasis of Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh, that it says on Yom Kippur, right here it says Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh, it only says that a number of times. Rashi in Ha'azinu mentions that Be'etzim Hayom Hazeh, it only says a few times in the Torah, and the significance related to that, we will have to discuss, as well as Pikuach Nefesh on Yom Kippur, and the like. Okay, we'll stop here.